Hi everyone. Dear listener, welcome to Devil Diaries. Well, we venture into the realms of imagination, mystery, and sometimes the unknown. Tonight, I have a story for you, one that haunt me to this day. So, if you're alone, perhaps you should turn on the light, because this here might make you wish you were. It happened a few years ago. My friends and I had to rent a cabin deep in the woods, far from civilization. We wanted to disconnect, to get away from the noise of the city and immerse ourselves in nature. It was supposed to be a peaceful weekend, but instant, we found something else. Something that still keeps me awake at night. The cabin was old, a bit ran down, but it had character. There was no electricity, just a wood burning stove and a old kerosene lamp. We didn't mind it. It added to the charm. We spent the day hiking, fishing, and by the time nightfall, we were all exhausted. After dinner, we settled in around the fire, sharing stories, laughing, the kind of night you always remember fondly, until something happens to change everything. It was late, and we were all about to turn in when we heard it. A knock at the door. It was so faint at first. We thought it was the wind, but then it came again, louder this time. We looked at each other, confused. Who could be out here at this hour? The nearest town was miles away, but curiosity got the better of us. Tom, the bravest of the group, got up and went to the door. He just opened, it just a crack, and there was no one there. Just the dark, empty woods, staring back at us. Probably just animals, Tom said, shrugging at it, but as he closed the door, all felt it, that uneasy feeling, like we were all being watched. We were tired to shake it off, went back to our seats, and started talking again, but the atmosphere had changed. The laughter was forced, the conversation still. We were all on the edge, even if we didn't want to admit it. And then, the knocking came again. This time more forceful, demanding. It wasn't just at the door, it was the windows, the walls surrounding us. Panic set in, we grabbed whatever we could as weapons, like fire pokers, kitchen knives, and held it together in the center of the room. Tom, once again, went to the door. This time, he yanked it open, ready to confront whatever was out there. But there was nothing, no one, just the dark, still night. The knocking stopped as suddenly as his heart started. We didn't sleep that night. We sat in silence, staring at the door, the windows, waiting for something, anything, but nothing came. Eventually, the first light of dawn began to filter through the trees, and with it came a sense of relief. Whatever it was, it seems to be gone. We decided to leave. The weekend was over. We packed up quickly, eager to get out of there. But as we looked at the car, I noticed something strange. There in the dirt outside the cabin were footprints, small childlike footprints leading from the roof to our door and back again. But there were no children anywhere near that place. No one had been there but us. We left in a hurry, driving as fast as we could until the cabin was just a memory in the rearview mirror. But the strange thing was, when we reached the town and stopped for gas, the clerk looked at us funny. "You boys came from the cabin in the woods, didn't you? People say it's haunted by the spirit of a child who went missing 3 years ago. Folks around here don't go near it after dark." We never talked about it after that day. We just wanted to forget, to move on. But sometimes, late at night, I still hear that knocking. And I wonder if the spirit of the lost child is still out there, waiting for someone to answer the door. So, if you ever find yourself in the woods, far from home, and you hear a knock at the door, no matter how curious you are, don't answer it. Some doors are better left closed, some knocks better left unanswered. Thank you for joining me tonight on. Until next time, stay safe and remember, not every song in the night is meant to be heard.